Diva Kodja, it's me sure Joe Mullen, Thoughtfuls, you're always with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Mullen, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Bollard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Well, friends, every week I put this little programme of ours together and I love doing it. But this week I've got a great buzz out of it because I've got the most mixed programme we've had for many a month. All sorts of styles and types of Irish music from the old to the new. And we're starting with a track from the High Kings. I've been very lucky working as a musician, being able to travel around the world and play in lots of Irish pubs in various cities and countries around the world. Every city in the world, nearly everyone anyway, has what's called an Irish pub. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let the High Kings tell us all about it.
Well, you're walking through a city street, you could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing and you join the merry mob, and before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, as wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Razor Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game, and you'll know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door, for a couple of boys with borons will be more than Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they've got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork, and the lad that's holding up the bar says only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his nanny's from Kildare, and he's got to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they've got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. To go, I have to catch me train, so I leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry when we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub, and that's quite true. I've played in pubs in Sydney, in Frankfurt, in London, and singing Irish songs. And whatever Irish pub you go into, no matter what part of the world, you quite often find a ballad group, and they're emulating the greatest ballad group of them all, the Dubliners. Tell you what we'll do. We'll get the Dubliners to tell us all about Whiskey in the Jar. Now, this is the story of a woman who betrayed her man. The Dubliners and Whiskey in the Jar.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and I then produced me rapier. Saying, stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the Lugan-da, where fall the daddy-o, where fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering dum doo dum da. To my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering the loon da, why fall the daddy o, why fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. 'Twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier, but I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doo dum da, why fall the daddy o, why fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light in the carriages a rolling, and others take the light in the Harley and the bowling. But I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering the doo dum da, whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, 'tis me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny, and I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Mushering the doodle da, white fall the daddy-o, white fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering the doodle da, white fall the daddy-o, white fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Whack fall the daddy-o. They don't write songs like that anymore. There's whiskey in the jar. It's the turn of the ladies. The first lady on the programme this week is Katrina, and she's singing a song that I played a version of a couple of months ago by Foster and Allen, I think. But she's singing Love Me When I'm Old. Now, the thing about all the tracks on this week's programme is you must listen to the lyrics. That's the important thing. The tune, of course, is very important. Listen to the lyrics, well, as far as you're able, unless it's Oscailgo or in Irish, as we say. Katrina, Love Me When I'm Old.
So from dark clouds gather round and nights are cold. And say you never trade our love for gold. Darling, say you love me when I'm old. He kissed her lips and touched her golden hair, then looked upon her face so young and fair. He held her gently to his loving heart, saying,
well-deserved applause there for Miss Katrina. Darling, say you love me when I'm old. Our first Daniel O'Donnell slot this week. I say our first because if I get time, I'll put a second track in, but I won't guarantee it. The first one, well, we've heard various versions of it on the programme over the last couple of months. We have, of course, had the Fury Brothers well-known version of it, and I think we had somebody else as well a couple of weeks ago. Here, Daniel is singing for us, When You Were Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I thought the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dream but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before, Since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. Last night I dreamt I held you in my arms, and once again you were my happy bride. I kissed you as I did on Auld Lang Syne, as to the church we wandered side by side. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
I think I told you the last time I played that song that I grew up listening to a scratchy 78 of Al Jolson singing that. There we heard the pristine condition of Daniel O'Donnell and When You Were Sweet 16. It's the turn of the ladies again. A few moments ago, we played the track Will You Love Me When I'm Old? Well, this is a sort of a sequel to it. Last week on the programme, I played that lovely new singer, well, new to me anyway, Donna Taggart. And today, she's singing for us a lovely song entitled This I Promise You. And this, I promise you, is beautiful.
My love, here I stand before you. Take my hand, only you can stop me shaking. We'll share forever, this I promise you. And when I than before. go. Don't let go, 'cause I could almost cry now. This is forever. I make this vow to you. And when I look in your eyes, all of my life is before me. And I'm not running anymore, 'cause I already know I'm whole. With every beat of my heart, I give you my love completely. My darling, this I promise you. My darling, this I promise you.
Hasn't she got a gorgeous voice? Remember the name, Donna Taggart. We'll have more from her, this I promise you. One of the biggest names in country and Irish music here in Ireland at the moment is Mike Denver. Wherever Mike plays, well, the venues are absolutely packed. He does some very good country and Irish and some good Cajun as well. But we're going to hear him now singing a track. Well, it's sort of country and Irish, but not quite. It's more Irish than country. It's, by the way, if your name's Kathleen, I'll dedicate this one to you.
In an old country hall, down an old country lane, that's where I first met her, and my memories remain. As she waltzed round the floor in her blue satin dress, my poor heart beat faster with her every step. An angel from heaven, a star from above, but how could I tell her I was so much in love? So I asked her to dance on that Saturday night, and that was the start of the rest of our lives. And a crystal ball flickered upon her sweet face, and the girl that I longed for was in my embrace. Oh, please, please don't wake me from this beautiful dream. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen. In an old country church, down an old country lane, our families and friends gathered that day. I had nothing to offer but this small band of gold, and my love forever to have and to hold. And a crystal ball flickered upon her sweet face, and the girl that I longed for was in my embrace. Oh, please, please don't wake me from this beautiful dream. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen. But today our friends gather in that old church once more to say their goodbyes to the girl I adore. And if God is to grant me just one dying dream, I'll waltz around heaven with my darling Kathleen. Where the crystal ball flickers upon her sweet face, and the girl my embrace. Oh, please, please don't wake me from this beautiful dream. heaven, my darling Kathleen. In your arms I'm in heaven, my darling Kathleen.
I'll waltz round in heaven with my darling Kathleen there from Mike Denver. A few moments ago I mentioned Foster and Allen, which for some reason or other I find difficult to say this week. I'm going to play a track for you now, but before I play it, a little bit of explanation. We Irish are, well, we make do. Let's put it this way. For instance, in this case, if there's no band, we hum the tune. For instance, at a dance, there doesn't have to be a band. Not at all. People get up and dance and somebody sings, skithery eight a doo da da diddly eight a doo da, and everybody dances. This is why I am telling you this. Well, this is Foster and Allen telling us about their Uncle Mike. And this young man used to travel around on the crossbar of his Uncle Mike's bike. Now I am getting tongue twisted. Take a listen to Foster and Allen.
When I was young, I spent some time across with my Uncle Mike. And I must have travelled 100 miles on the crossbar of his bike. And as we'd rattle along the lane, Mike, he'd start to sing a song without a single word. As the cycle bell would ring, he'd go skiddery day dum 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 dum. Sometimes when he'd be lonely, then he'd often say to me, turn down the wireless and I'll tell you how things used to be. We had no television then, CD or stereo. And if you required some music, well, you had to make your own like this. Well, after church on Sundays, then across the road he'd stand, along with all the other lads in their Sunday suits so grand. The girls would go parading by, such a pretty sight. And one would ask him, Mikey, who are you taking to the dance tonight? He'd say, you'll do the diddly 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 ah, shiddly ah, diddly doodly diddly diddly dum. You'll do the diddly diddly doodly diddly ah, diddly ah, diddly 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 dum. When all the hay was gathered in and safe from winter's harm, there'd be a celebration in the kitchen at the farm. He'd not get home till daybreak, sometimes in quite a state. His ma would ask him where he'd been, or Mike he'd tell her straight. He'd say, down by the diddly day doodle diddly ah, shiddly ah, diddly doodle diddly diddly dum. Down by the diddly day doodle diddly ah, diddly ah, diddly diddly dum. When Uncle Mike he passed away, well I was a man myself, and he left me his cottage and acre, that's the sum of his worldly wealth. But he was loved by everyone in the country and the town, and I never saw as big a crowd when we laid old Mikey down. We all sang bye bye the diddly diddle doodle dilly um skiddery diddly doodle lally doodle dum. Bye bye the diddly diddle doodle dilly skiddery diddly doodle lally day.
Well, I think if they entered that song for the Eurovision Song Contest, it would be nul point. Foster and Allen and me Uncle Mike. Over time, friends, on this little programme of ours, I've played various versions of this next song, starting with the original from Johnny Cash, a song he wrote on the plane on his way back after spending a lovely holiday in Ireland. You know the song I'm talking about now, don't you? We played various versions, as I say. But I want to play you now a version I came across the other day by Roger Whittaker, Roger, who himself hailed from Zimbabwe, was, well, he had huge television spectaculars. I think it might have been in the 80s in the UK. He came to live in Ireland and lived here for quite some time before moving to the south of France. Listen to Roger Whittaker's interpretation of 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedin. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skippery, the Moorlands and the Midlands with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her lips, her soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmer drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Lairn to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. But most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
You know, friends, what I really liked about that particular version of that song, yes, of course, Roger singing was really great, but the orchestration, maybe it's the musician coming out in me, but I think the orchestration, the arrangement of that was simply wonderful. Roger Whittaker and 40 Shades of Green. Okay, it's time for another bit of fun. Over the last couple of months, I've been playing for you a track by Val Doonigan. It was Delaney's Donkey. Now, here's another similar track, again from Val Doonigan, and he's telling us all about the carryings on of Paddy McGinty's goat.
Now, Patrick McGinty, an Irishman of note, fell in for a fortune and he bought himself a goat. Says he, sure of goat's milk, I'm going to have me fill. But when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. All the young ladies who live in Killaloo, they're all wearing bustles like their mothers used to do. They each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat and leave the rest to Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Mrs. Burke to her daughter said, listen, Mary Jane, who was the lad you were cuddling in the lane? He'd long wiry whiskers a-hanging from his chin. 'Twas only Pat McGinty's goat, she answered with a grin. Then she went away from the village in disgrace. She came back with powder and paint upon her face. She'd rings on her fingers and she wore a sable coat. You bet your life she didn't get those from Paddy McGinty's goat. Now, Nora Sarah McCarthy the knot was going to tie. She washed out her trousseau when she hung it out to dry. Along came the goat and he saw the bits of white and chewed up all her fal-de-rals upon her wedding night. Oh, turn out the light quick, she shouted out to Pat, for though I'm your bride, sure I'm not worth looking at. I had two of everything I told you when I wrote, but now I've one and nothing all through Paddy McGinty's goat. Mickey Riley, he went to the races the other day. He won $20 and he shouted hip hooray. He held up the note shouting, look at what I've got. The goat came up and grabbed it, didn't he, swallowed up the lot. He's eating me banknotes, says Mickey with a hump. They went for the doctor and they got a stomach pump. They pumped and they pumped for the $20 note, but all they got was ninepence out of Paddy McGinty's goat. Now old Paddy's goat had a wondrous appetite, and one day for breakfast he had some dynamite. A big box of matches he swallowed all serene, then out he went and swallowed up a quart of paraffin. He sat by the fireside, he didn't give a hang. He swallowed a spark and exploded with a bang. So if you go to heaven, you can bet a dollar note that the angel with the whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat.
That the angel with the whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat. Val Doonican. Changing the mood again, I did tell you at the beginning it was a mixed-up programme. This is a group called Sheerda, featuring Margaret Brennan. Now, we played a version of this by the High Kings not so long ago, and I think the Kilkennys had a go. Take a listen to how they treat, they being Sheerda and Margaret Brennan, star of the County Down.
Near to Banbridge town in the County Down, one morning in July, down a boring green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. As she sped, sure I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling queer. And I said, said I, to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? Oh, he smiled at me and with pride says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban. She's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown collie that I met in the County Down. At the harvest fair she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my hat tucked right and my shoes shone bright, and all for my nut brown rose.